You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff Fish takes us deeper into the life-changing topic of walking by the Spirit. In today's episode, Jeff unpacks what it truly means to live a Spirit-filled life and how this impacts our daily walk with Christ. Our key verse for today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting week of Awaken to Deliver. Last week, we introduced the idea of walking by the Spirit as the key to overcoming the desires of the flesh. This week, we are going to go deeper into this foundational topic to discover what it truly means to live a Spirit-filled life. Our key verse today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And it challenges us, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." So what does this mean to walk by the Spirit? How does it impact the choices we make every single day? Today, we'll take a deeper dive into how the Spirit shapes our lives, how it transforms our character, and empowers us to live in victory over sin. So let's begin this journey of learning to walk in step with the Spirit. So what does walking by the Spirit really mean? Well, walking by the Spirit means living a life directed by the Holy Spirit rather than our own desires. It's an ongoing relationship in which the Spirit influences our actions, our attitudes, and decisions. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul explains, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Being led by the Spirit frees us from trying to meet God's standards through our own efforts. Instead, we live in step with the Spirit, who empowers us to please God. Walking by the Spirit is like walking with a close friend. You go in the same direction and you share the same pace. When we walk with the Spirit, we align ourselves with His guidance and trust Him to lead us in God's will. With that being said, one way we can measure whether we are walking by the Spirit is by the fruit it produces in our lives. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23 describes the fruit of the Spirit. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." When we walk by the Spirit, our character begins to reflect these qualities. Contrast this with the works of the flesh, listed in Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21, which include immorality, jealousy, and outbursts of anger. These are the natural results of living according to our sinful nature. You know, and walking by the Spirit, it doesn't mean perfection, but it does mean growth. And over time, the Spirit's work in us becomes evident. To understand this, we first need to recognize one of the most powerful ways the Spirit works in us is by transforming our desires. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says, "For those who are in accord with the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh, but those who are in accord with the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." As we walk by the Spirit, our focus shifts from worldly desires to God's desires. This isn't something we can achieve by willpower. It's the Spirit's work inside of us. And over time, we begin to long for what pleases God rather than what satisfies our flesh. Take a moment and think about it. What desires dominate your heart right now? Do they reflect the flesh or do they reflect the Spirit? How can you invite the Spirit to continue reshaping your heart today? Walking by the Spirit is both a spiritual and practical journey. And with that last question in mind, here are some steps to help you stay in step with the Spirit daily. Number one, Stay connected to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit uses Scripture to guide us and renew our minds. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Spend time in the Word daily, asking the Spirit to reveal His truth and apply it to your life. Number two, pray without ceasing. Prayer is our lifeline to the Spirit. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing. Begin your day by surrendering to the Spirit's guidance and stay in a constant communication with Him throughout the day. Number three is respond in obedience. When the Spirit prompts you to act, whether it's to share your faith or encourage someone or let go of a sinful habit, respond in obedience. Obedience strengthens our connection to the Spirit and allows His power to flow through us. Number four is fellowship with other believers. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25 reminds us to encourage one another. Surrounding yourself with Spirit-filled believers provides accountability and encouragement. God often uses community to speak into our lives and keep us on track. Now, these fruits remind me of a powerful example of walking by the Spirit, which is seen in the life of Peter. Before receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter denied Jesus three times out of fear. But after being filled with the Spirit at Pentecost, Peter boldly preached the gospel to thousands, leading many to salvation. We see this in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 41. And Peter's transformation wasn't about self-effort. It was the result of walking by the Spirit. The same Spirit who empowered Peter is at work in us today, giving us the boldness and strength to live for Christ. I want you to hold on to this thought as we close today. Walking by the Spirit is the key to living a victorious life as a Christian. It's a daily decision to surrender to the Spirit's leading, allowing Him to shape our desires and bear fruit in our lives. As we continue this week's journey, take some time to really reflect on your relationship with Holy Spirit. Where is He leading you? What areas of your life need to be surrendered to His guidance? And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.